This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Visiting Chinese leader holds meeting with Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda on various dimensions. Nepali Congress staging demonstration nationwide against government's move to dissolve parliament. And US President Donald Trump signs COVID relief and spending package. Now the news in detail. Deputy Minister for International Affairs of the Communist Party of China, Ko A Chau, who is on a visit to Nepal, has called on Chairman of the Communist Party of Nepal, Dahal Nepal faction, Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. During the meeting held at Dahal's residence in Komalta today, discussions were held on mutual interests, relations between the two countries and various dimensions between the two parties. According to Dahal's secretariat, the two discussed the issues of mutual interest. A delegation of the Chinese Communist Party, including the Deputy Minister of the International Department, arrived in Nepal on Sunday. Similarly, the Chinese Communist Party delegation is scheduled to hold talks with the faction's chairman and former Prime Minister Madhav Kumar Nepal and senior leader Charanath Khanal today. The main opposition Nepali Congress is staging demonstration nationwide today protesting against the government's move to dissolve the parliament. Nepali Congress Vice President Bimlendra Nidhi informed that protest rallies would be organized in all 165 constituencies of the country. Earlier, the Central Committee meeting of the party had decided to take to the street. However, it has been stated that the review on the decision would be discussed from 3rd of January. Manakamana cable service is going to close for 7 days from 29th of December to 4th of January for regular maintenance. Deputy General Manager of Manakamana Darshan Private Limited, Ujjal Sethan, said despite the increasing pressure of passengers, the cable car is being shut down as it has to be repaired as per the technical guidelines of the maintenance company. The cable car, which was closed for 9 months due to the coronavirus pandemic, was reopened on 13th of December. A meeting of the Municipal Executive Committee of Dudhar Chandani Municipality decided to close the community and institutional schools in the municipality indefinitely until further notice. City spokesperson Dil Bahadur Sijali said the municipality had decided to close schools to stem the spread of coronavirus in the municipality. Police arrested 3 persons, including 2 employees, for providing fake citizenship certificates with the misuse of software used for the service. A spokesperson of District Police Office Thapa, DSP Rajesh Thapa, said that the police team arrested Dhananjay Kumar Saha, office in charge of the area administration office Gauri Ganj, Asid Aslam, office assistant, and Krishna Prasad Timsina of Gauradhaha 7 for allegedly involved in citizenship forgery. Thapa said investigation into the incident is underway on citizenship forgery case. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. US President Donald Trump has signed into law a coronavirus relief and spending package bill averting a partial government shutdown. Trump had initially refused to sign the bill, saying he wanted to give people bigger one-off payments. The delay meant that millions of Americans temporarily lost unemployment benefits. The relief package worth $900 billion was approved by Congress after months of negotiation. At least 7 soldiers were killed in an attack by unidentified gunmen in southwestern Pakistan. The assailants attacked a security post in Balochistan province, Harnai district, early on Sunday, the military's media wing, the Inter Services Public Relations, said in a statement. Senior police officer gave a slightly higher death toll than the army, saying that during the exchange of fire, 6 paramilitary personnel and 2 private guards were killed. He said 6 other soldiers were critically wounded in the attack. The attackers fled the scene and made their way into the mountainous terrain before other security teams could arrive to assist. Hospitals in the south of England say they have seen a real rise in pressure as the number of COVID patients receiving treatment increases. Paramedics in London are now receiving almost 8,000 call-outs a day, with a Boxing Day described as one of London ambulance service busiest in history. On Sunday, some 30,501 infections and 316 deaths were recorded in the UK. According to official government figures, there were 21,286 people in hospital with coronavirus across the UK on December 22nd, the last day for which data is available. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Visiting Chinese leader holds a meeting with Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda on various dimensions. Nepali Congress staging demonstration nationwide against government's move to dissolve parliament. And US President Donald Trump signs COVID relief and spending package. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.